Kimber had not developed a formal proposal yet, but he wanted the board to know that one was headed its way. He said that he's had between 7 and 15 girls in his wrestling program each of the last 11 seasons. Girls who compete against boys during the regular season, but who don't often get a fighting chance at the regional or state tournaments. Kimber suggested that the state was in the position to demonstrate leadership on the issue.
Alaska has a long history of female wrestlers. I mean, we were represented in the first Olympics by Taylor O'Donnell.
Taylor O'Donnell is from Homer. She was one of four U.S. women wrestlers to compete in the 2004 Olympics in Athens. 2 years later, Kimber was able to field a team of 30 when the United States Girls Wrestling Association held its state tournament in Sitka. In news coverage at the time, the competitors' attitude about their sport was pretty good. This is Jasmine Simeon of Antioch, who was wrestling for Kimber's Mount Edgecombe team.
Some of the guys at school when I was little said I couldn't do it, and I was just like, I can do it, and the experience is awesome. And I've learned a lot from wrestling, and builds character, I guess.
But there was not universal support for separate girls' teams or divisions at the 2006 Sitka tournament. Leslie Thomas wrestled for Wasilla.
Yeah, I think it's absurd that we should just have an all-girls team because then we don't get the experience of the strength, because girls use technique while guys use strength, and it kind of conditions us for both if we do both.
Kimber told the OSAW board that he was not out to segregate wrestling. In fact, Alaska's co-ed programs made the state's female wrestlers that much more competitive in college.
The reason they find Alaska wrestlers, female wrestlers, attractive to recruit is they wrestle against the boys. In Texas, they're not allowed to compete against each other. They're not so well recruited.
Kimber submitted a 3-page rationale to the board for its review. He said he did not expect action even as soon as next year. All he hoped for, Kimber said, was timely action when he did submit a formal proposal, instead of seeing it kicked around for a couple of years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.